This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline, Halt Holtec. No consent at Gallup and Albuquerque NRC meetings. Once again, dozens of New Mexicans stated emphatically that they do not consent to the proposed Holtec International project to bring all of the commercial high-level radioactive waste from nuclear reactors located across the country by rail to a site in southeast New Mexico for storage. Holtec applied for a 40-year license from the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, NRC, to store the waste in a proposed consolidated interim storage facility located halfway between Carlsbad and Hobbs. If granted, the 40-year license could be extended to 120 years. Holtec stated in its license application that the waste could be stored there for 300 years. The NRC held meetings in Roswell, Hobbs, Carlsbad, Albuquerque, and Gallup, asking for public input into the scope of the environmental impact statement they are preparing. On Monday, May 21st, over 100 individuals attended the Gallup meeting. Of the 37 speakers, 36 opposed the transportation of the waste through their region. Navajo Nation Council Delegate Jonathan Perry and New Mexico Representative Stephanie Garcia Richards supported the people and spoke in opposition. There are over 14 Navajo communities along the proposed Interstate 40 transport route. NRC has not scheduled any public meetings in those communities. Additional meetings with translators and interpreters are needed to provide the communities with all sides of the debate. On Tuesday, May 22nd, just over 200 people attended the NRC meeting in Albuquerque. Of the 69 speakers, 63 shared their opposition with factual eloquence. There were current and former city and state elected representatives, as well as safety and security experts speaking in opposition. Only 6 people spoke in favor. Robin Seidel, one of the grassroots organizers in opposition to the Holtec proposal, reported, quote, "On Monday evening, May 21st, the Albuquerque City Council passed a memorial introduced by Councilor Patrick Davis entitled Opposing Transportation of High-Level Radioactive Waste via Railway through the City of Albuquerque for the purpose of temporary consolidated storage of radioactive waste in New Mexico," end quote. The memorial begins, quote, "Whereas the city owns and operates a number of community centers, health and social services centers, senior fitness centers, and multi-generational centers throughout the city, and whereas the city of Albuquerque is committed to protecting the health, welfare, safety, and security of its residents," end quote. It then details the danger of shipping the waste by rail. With tremendous public support, the city councilors took their duties to protect the public seriously and concluded the memorial by stating the Albuquerque City Council, quote, "opposes the transportation of high-level radioactive waste, including Holtec's spent nuclear reactor fuel, on our railways through the city of Albuquerque for the purpose of temporary consolidated storage of high-level radioactive waste in New Mexico," end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit nuclearactive.org.